The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're brand new to the show, we want to give you a big welcome. And to everyone that shows up and joins me every week here on Thursdays, we have so much going on, and I've been so busy keeping up with it and have quite a bit I do want to share with you today that's really important for all of us. And this is going to be very helpful for just a lot of different situations. Two days ago, April 7, 8, might have been the 8th, depending on where you live in the world. But we had the super full moon, which was pretty amazing. But we also had an alignment of Mars and Uranus energy. And I'm going to tell you about that because we're going to be feeling that right now. And what I found quite powerful and interesting was that's exactly the energy we need right now with what we're all going through, with all the changes and the disruptions of life the way we knew it. This energy can help us a lot because we all are looking for a new way to do just about everything in our lives. We're adjusting things the way they were. They may or may not go back to that. Some things may have permanently changed for people. I mean, we're going through that here too. And some things with light workers, I wanted to talk about that as well, because as a light worker myself, an energy healer, I have really been feeling weary. I don't know if anybody else is feeling that, if you are in this field, but we're feeling a lot of it, especially empathic people. But if you're a light worker, I mean, this is kind of why we're here, you know, a lot of what we're doing now, to try to keep everybody uplifted in the highest frequency possible. That also helps with so many different levels. I mean, we're living in this physical world, but it's really the soul in our higher self, that spirit of the human coming through right now that wants to take the lead and show us the way. And we need to get out of the way of that, so to speak. You know, if we've been used to just the routine a certain way, coming and going 9 to 5, you know, kids are in school, now they're not, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of adjustment going on right now. And so for some people, it's, you know, we had a business plan, and the business plan that we had at the beginning of the year doesn't seem to be panning out so well. And, or you had something you wanted to launch, and now you're like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know, and these are all the things that are coming up for all of us. And light workers, professionals, business people, medical, man, giving it to the medical community for being on the front line with that. And also all our delivery people, I want to say a big thank you, and I appreciate it for all of us that are trying to stay put and behave ourselves and not spread everything everywhere. So, you know, all of a sudden, people that you didn't expect to be really tough warriors out here in this physical world dealing with this, now they are. So I'm sending a lot of love and healing for them and energy just to lift them and keep them supported. It's hard on their families, I'm sure. It's hard on all of us. I know that. Everybody's got it in a different way. I've got my own that I'm dealing with too. So I know that I'm going to have to make some changes here and there. So that's what I've been sorting out. If we try to hold on to the way it was and it's falling through the cracks, it might feel more difficult to you. So that's something that I have noticed with just about anything that's shifting with all this energy and all this awakening that we've been going through, is when we are in this like that and we try to hold on or resist it, it does feel a lot more uncomfortable. It'll wear you out even quicker. And the energy and all the things that we're just, it can be very tiring to all of a sudden have to do just about everything in your life differently, because you had probably a lot of it on autopilot. You had a routine. None of the routines are really the same anymore. We're learning new routines, that's for sure. And I mean, there's a lot going on. So we're going to talk about the Uranus and Mars energy that's come in. We're also going to look at the insights the angels have on this today and what this really means and how this can help us. There's opportunities. There's opportunities to be found in the midst of all this change. And these two planets coming together to work together, they're quite different. Yes, they are. But they are coming together at a time when we really do need them to come together and push us and nudge us to, you need to find a different opportunity. You need to find another way. You need to look at approaching this differently. And you're going, I don't know. It's a take a deep breath and slow that breathing down. That anxiety can kick in when we feel like, I don't know, I don't want to have to start all over. Well, we're all doing it together. We're rebirthing an entire new way of life right now. And we all chose to be here. When I look at it that way, I go, wow, okay. Everybody here right now, to me, is a tough spirit and has what it takes to do this. And the human spirit is a lot of the inspiration of the show today as well, because the human spirit is incredible. The human spirit, the human soul, whatever you want to call it. It's natural. It's in its natural element to forge a new way, find a new direction. It's fearless. That's your higher self. And if we are letting it lead us right now, it's going to be a lot easier. If we try to control or, you know, hide behind the fears and all that kind of stuff, and we've been talking about that for a couple of weeks, I think we're starting to move to a point where, okay, enough of that. Enough of the worrying about the stuff. Let's just figure it out. That's probably going through some of your minds, I would imagine. If you're a light worker and all of a sudden you feel like, how do I help all these people? You can't let it drain you. And some of the people that I work with, they're going to need to understand that too. If I'm getting worn out, I'm not any good, because you can only give what you are inside. And if you're completely drained, depleted, you haven't had a balance of you're just giving but not receiving, you can't do that. So you sometimes have to go, you know what, I'm going to have to say no to that, or I'm going to have to take a day off, or I'm going to have to slow down, or I have to restructure. And I know what that feels like. I've had to do it too. I mean, I grew up with chronic, you know, allergy, sinus, all that kind of stuff. And I would always have stuff like that, and, you know, all the antibiotics. And I grew up in it was stressful. I had a stressful childhood, but I mean, my parents were awesome. They just, you know, it was different. And I was aware, and I, you know, growing up in a belief that didn't agree with that kind of made it more difficult for me. I was different. I was highly sensitive, and, you know, just the stress on my system, which made me more susceptible. I truly believe that made me more susceptible to catching everything that went by. And then there was times where I would be fine, but everybody else around me was sick. Never had any childhood diseases, but I did end up with the rundown Epstein-Barr at one point. And as an adult, I finally was on my own, where, you know, I was living an adult life where I could just start to really change that. my entire life has been like health related from the inside out, naturally. What can I do to be responsible for my own health, to do the best that I can to be a healthy individual, whether it's exercise or, you know, eating right or anything like that. And as I learned and grew through all of that, I found that I wasn't getting sick like I was, to the point where, you know, I wasn't having to take any more of the medications and things like that. Now, that, I'm talking about my own personal experience. And the reason I'm sharing this is a good reason. Okay, so hear me out. So now we're at this point. What I've learned through my life is that stress was one of the biggest things for me that would just bring me down, wear me out, deplete the system. And you can look at that. That's proven across the board, all the research, all the science, all the medical, they've got it all out there on that. And I truly agree with that. So when we go through something like this, you know, it's like, oh, I have to go help everybody. Well, you have to make sure your home life, your family is all good too. I've had to do that. I've been very busy with that because I'm the one that has to do some of that. I'm the one that has to do the shopping. I'm the one, you know, by myself here doing some of this. And I can't go down. They need me. I can't do that. I have to be responsible that way too. I go, well, I can't be wearing myself out, making sure I'm doing all these things. And then, and I'm talking because I know that some of you are probably feeling this way. You know, how am I going to catch up with this? I've noticed that I've needed more rest. There's another side to that. As the frequency's been rising, and we had the Schumann resonance about a week ago just soar really high, and it spiked again. That's the electromagnetic field of the Earth, and you know, they're studying that to see how it affects our electromagnetic field, and lots of meditations were going on, and they've seen where it spikes or raises, you know, during when masses of people are meditating. So don't think the power of prayer and meditation isn't important. It's very important right now. But if you don't have the balance or you're feeling the weariness and you go out and you do what you can, and then you don't have that time to rest and restore yourself. I mean, look at what's happening for the medical community and all those people that are on the front line with all that. They're working pretty hard. You know, they're tired too. And we can send them energy constantly with that. But I've noticed that if I don't stop, if I don't slow down, if I don't do that balancing, and sometimes it feels like this is the worst time in the world to stop and regroup everything. No, it's not. And that's what's happening here. And that's why I'm telling you about it. Because I learned all that and I've been applying that and I'm still making sure that I don't like slip up and wear out. And I'm looking at what I can do to change, to keep moving with how things are adjusting and changing. That's what you're doing. And you're thinking, but I had all these plans. Well, I had all these plans too, that I have to go back and regroup. Some of it, I'm going to just completely disassemble and rebuild it. Some of it, I'm going to completely redo. A whole lot of stuff that I had plans for. I'll have a plan for the day and it's like all I can do to get to it. How many people feel like that right now? You'll have like, okay, this is what I'm going to accomplish this week. And all kinds of stuff has just been distracting. We have to go with this flow right now. We're all in this. So angels come in because they are truly trying to just bring that inspiration and support to us, because right now we just feel so tuckered out. We're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what to think next. Don't catch yourself like fretting and going in this loop cycle of fretting, because we do that. We have a tendency to do that. We need to know before it happens. And some of this is not going to work that way at all, because we're in an opportunity here to witness and participate in the making of a brand new world. We're rebirthing everything. Everybody's doing something different in this. This is big. This is very historical, actually. This is quite amazing. Spiritual awakening is quite heightened in times like this. And these two planets, Mars and Uranus, coming together the way they are, it's time to work on that inner world Okay, we've been talking about that too. Really, metaphysics and this show is about working on your inner world. We need to go within to find some of these answers. They're not going to be outside of you. As much as you want somebody to just tell you what to expect, it's inside you. You have to go there. And I really believe that. And that's why I'm sharing that with you. We have a soul that's incredible, and that soul's really ready. You might feel restricted with all these new things you have to do in the physical world. I mean, it's just a whole different thing receiving a package these days, right? Because I know. Or even just going to get groceries, right? I understand that. I'm going through that too. Soul's fearless. The soul knows the way. Your higher self, your soul, it knows what to do. And the only way to hear that is to be tapped into that inner world. Meditation is one of the best things you can do for that. Absolutely. And if you're new to meditation, you just start with a few minutes and you just quiet and you just, you know, settle in. I've got some guided meditations out there you can start with. I've got the World Healing Energy Meditation out there. The link is right there in the YouTube. It's on the, I've got it on SoundCloud. I've got it in Insight Timer. I'm over there in Insight Timer. I've only got a few over there, but I've just put that one over there if that's something you use. But that one is to clear and heal you and then send it out for healing the whole world right now. That's very powerful. Very powerful visualization to send out and heal yourself and others. And that feels good and it lifts you and restores your energy if you are a light worker. So we feel this need, and I'm doing it too. I felt the immediate need to go out there and put energy healing out because that's what I can do. That's what I'm good at. You know, I know that feel. I know energy. I love to help people learn it, you know, things like that, and to know that they can do it too. But and I do it every day. And when I'm working intuitively or I'm feeling the energies of others coming through, I realized how intense it was and how much was going on. And there's just a lot. It needs every single one of us right now. It needs everybody that can do it. And then at the same time, we need to make sure we take a break, we eat, we rest, we don't fret about it, we take care of our families. So we have all this going on. So let's talk a little bit about what all this energy means, okay? Did you hear that? Sounded like a lion roar. That's my dog snoring. Aw, she's snoring. That was kind of cute. Mars, let's talk about Mars. Mars is an action planet, energy. And Uranus is about change and awakening. So you have action and you have energy, high energy and action, like be proactive, mixed with change and awakening. And it's spiritual awakening as well there. This is about shaking things up to find a meaningful change or new approach to life. That's what this is doing. So if that doesn't apply right now, I can't imagine what would. I mean, we're going through it, right? We really are. And when they come together, they teach us how to find those new opportunities in the middle of all this change. These two coming together help you go out and seek it. It's igniting, and this was something else I researched. It's igniting the second and third chakra really big. You might feel a little bit, is anybody feeling the digestion activated and kind of talking to you a little bit more than usual? There's a lot of energy flowing through the second and third chakra because the second chakra is the energy center about creativity and rebirthing something new. Not just a baby, but a new idea, a new way, a new direction. And the third chakra holds your power and your confidence. So those two are being very ignited. They're also tied in to first chakra at the underneath second. And then right above the third, you have fourth. Fourth is your heart center. And we are now in a place where we're making heart-centered choices. We have, that's because that's where the soul would make a choice. I mean, the soul is connected with that heart, you know, the passion, the, you know, your heart center where you truly feel happiness. And making it a decision from the mind, that's really starting to feel really far away right now. Because this whole thing that we're in right now, okay, I'm getting all these local alerts of stuff. Sorry. Yeah, my phone's been blowing up with a lot of local alerts because we're pretty much in a tighter lockdown. Yeah, and we're not peaking yet. It's going to be worse for us in a couple weeks. So hopefully not. But here's the thing. When we have this energy shaking it up, and now we're looking for these ways to find a difference here. When we're put into a physical lockdown, we're not on a spiritual lockdown. The soul is free. The soul is fearless. The soul can move and maneuver. This is the perfect time to go inward. The chakras, balancing your chakras, clearing your chakras, going through that energy with acknowledging, like, wait a minute, this is all just starting to work through me. Absolutely, because you need to be tapped inside to where you feel like you need to go. For some of us, we feel like, well, I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do with my job. I'm not sure what to do with this or that. We could answer those all day long individually, but I'm not going to today because we're all in this together. And this is all the same answer, honestly. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to try to, you know, oh yeah, this and that, because I've been strongly influenced and told with my connection with angels, it's like they have to learn to listen inside. That's what I'm getting. And it would not be fair for me to try to do that if okay, I'm being led to help you. You got to go in. And some people don't want to. They want to avoid that like crazy. They just want somebody else to tell them what to do. I'm not the one that's going to do that. It's not right. It's not fair for me and my personal beliefs and what I'm being told to tell you. What we do need to do is trust the confidence that we have coming from inside us. We need to trust it. We need to trust that, well, this is going to be one day at a time. I'm not quite sure how this is going to play out. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to work through this, but I, you know, I'm feeling maybe I should stop doing this or maybe I should start doing that. Go with what is feeling right for you. One of the biggest things that helps me know when I'm trying to figure things out like that is what's bringing me peace. What brings a calming peace to me? If I'm feeling very unsettled or stressed or agitated, even though, you know, what I'm doing on the outside appearance or on the physical side, it's like, oh, it seems like it's good. This seems fine. But something doesn't feel right on the inside. It's because I'm being nudged that I need to change the direction of it or the path. Yeah, I need to change it. And it started rolling in for me about a month ago that things were about to be different. And I was just keeping that really to myself because I'm thinking, well, it was probably just for me personally. And I'm, you know, I'm just out shopping. This is before we all were having to shop a whole different way. And it was, why don't you go ahead and get the extra pack of toilet paper, you know? And I'm thinking, extra pack? What? I don't need that yet. I mean, I usually buy once a month anyway. And around here, we do hurricane preparedness. So we always have to do that anyway. So I'm thinking, well, then I don't have to come in a couple of weeks. I'm thinking, oh, I can come back in a couple of weeks and get that. Yeah. I was like, no, go ahead and get it now. I kept hearing this inside. Well, it's a good thing I got it when I did. Let's just put it that way. And I, you know, things like that. I'm thinking, well, that was kind of weird. 2 weeks later, nobody can find anything anywhere on shelves. So, but I was listening to that and it seemed odd and I know this, but it seemed odd. And I went, well, you know, well, that and I don't have to come in a couple of weeks. I'll just go ahead and get it now. You know, I felt like, gosh, I don't need all this right now. But I went ahead and got it. And it was a few other things. It was like, gosh, I feel like that's more than I needed right now. I can come back in a couple of weeks. Well, no, it wasn't like go back in a couple of weeks. It wasn't really going to work that way. And I didn't know that then. But because I listened, your intuition, your soul will guide you. Your soul will let you know. So if you feel, and that wasn't even, that was before anything was really popping up for me in my area. It was more of a, that's really odd that I'm getting that, but okay. And I knew it was intuition, but I didn't understand why. I was like, why do we have to do that now? But okay, you're saying it. Okay, let's do it. So, because I didn't argue with it, I didn't overanalyze it. It was watching out for me. And your angels will do that. Your soul does that. And you want to tune inward. You want to go inside and listen to that. So those are some of the things we're going to be talking about today. There's just so much going on here that there's a lot of opportunity that you will miss in a challenging time like this when everything just overnight practically has changed for all of us. We need to start looking for the opportunity, something else, like a different option. It might be the same field of work, but maybe a different way. It might be the whole thing. I mean, I'm looking at doing that. I think that I can do something differently and better, and I'm planning to do that. There's just so many things going on right now that you want to listen inside. So if you have this kind of energy where you have a proactive Mars, it really wants to get it done. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And then you have this rebirthing and change and all of that coming through. Wow. That just goes together for looking for something new and fresh and different. Because moving forward in a brand new world, we're learning how to live in a new frequency. That fifth dimension frequency is here. It's here. We're practicing to align with it. So you may be feeling all kinds of interesting things. You might be having weird dreams. You might be having weird little tingles through your body. You might be having digestive stuff. You might be feeling just different things, but that's all coming up to be healed, processed, and lower frequency energy leaving. That's all energy healing. And so if your second and third chakra are really kicking in with this, which I believe they are, this, how could they not? Those are the two powerhouse transforming energy centers of our bodies and our spirit and our energy that process things like that. Yeah, we need to get our creative mojo going on. We need to get that happening because we need to figure out something else. The human spirit is very innovative. Together, if we were working from inner and trusting that, we bring the ideas to the table. And as a group, as a collective, we're contributing, but we have to do that from within us first, or we're not contributing. We're just taking, and we're just expecting somebody else to tell us what to do. Everybody's got their specialty. So everybody can be a part of this. Everybody can partake. Everybody. So I'm going to take a quick break so I can get a swallow of water. I'm going to go say hello and see what's going on in chat. I see you guys over there. And then when we come back, we'll keep going. I just want you guys to know that we're going to birth a better world out of this whole thing. So hang on, guys. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Okay, we have a little bit left in time. So a couple of things about this energy that can help you figure out, you know, how you can best work with it is this energy wants you to take, you know, control back over your life. So you're going to do that with the confidence. That second and third chakra are very important with that. But also it's looking at if you found yourself in this brand new situation that you weren't expecting, this is an opportunity of asking yourself, like, well, what do you want to spend your time on? What do you want to do with that energy? What do you want to do with this? Because sometimes we're just in that autopilot. We're going day in and day out with what we have. We feel like we got to do it. It's all those obligations. And now we have this completely different landscape here. How do you want to spend that time? That will help you to tap into what's going on from within you. What do you want to learn to do different? What do you want to create? What do you want to build? What do you want to do? Sometimes just doing a creative outlet will help start to tap into that second chakra energy to start. And then as you're like planting tomato plants or something, you'll find all of a sudden, oh, I had a great idea I could do. Or, you know, different things like that, whatever it might be, an art form or just anything, you know, I mean, gosh, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, you know, you might just enjoy, you know, sewing or baking or something like that. Anything like that can help you start to hit into the creative juices that flow from the second chakra, working with the third chakra with, you know, be confident in your idea. And that's how things are born. That's how new things are created. That can help you to ask yourself that question. And another one would be accepting this new difference. Like, okay, this is where I am. I need to be okay with where I am, and then move forward. Not keep trying to cling back to the old, things like that. I mean, the physical limitations are there. I know that. But there is a lot in finding freedom with this energy that's here. Mars and Uranus, they can help you find the freedom, even though it feels very physically restricted. That's the thing of this. That's big. That's very big. I mean, if you think about it, we're still living day to day. We're just living completely differently. It isn't like life stopped. It didn't stop. It just changed a lot. All of a sudden, for everybody at the same time. I know. So it did. So innovation comes from the human spirit. I mean, that human spirit has a natural knack for being fearless, finding the way through. That's truly where you want to be with something like this. I mean, when change comes our way, it can also make us feel exhausted and depleted. I understand that, because you're not an autopilot anymore. So when you know you've got the routine, you don't have to think about it as much. But now that we're having to focus and pay attention and remember to sanitize this and that and all, you know, just trying to remember all this stuff, you can get tired because the brain is active now. But this is waking up, thinking and thought processing to something brand new. So there's just a lot of shift and change, and we are adjusting to that. You do want to honor if you're tired. You do want to honor if you're feeling like you need to eat better. You do want to honor if you need more rest. If you just maybe need to start a yoga practice. Yoga is a safe one to do right now when you've got to stay inside. That one's a good one, and it's incredible for igniting spiritual and connection with your soul. It's very peaceful. It's very gentle, and it's very good for you. It can also help. Some of those poses help squeeze out, you know, the toxins in the chakras, or, you know, the energies. It kind of cleanses. So just be gentle with yourself. Be easy. As light workers, yes, we feel like we need to do a whole lot of things. And at the same time, we need to take care of ourselves too. So there's going to be this, you may feel a tug and pull. If you're a caretaker, you'll feel that too. I need to make sure everybody's okay. Because a light worker is kind of a caretaker in a way for spirit. But we're being taught how to keep this balanced. We have to give and receive. We got, and the thing is, energy has no bounds. Energy is not governed by the physical world. Our spirit, our soul is not. That is all completely free. Every bit of it. And if you need to take a break, so you can regroup, restore, and get your brain focused on a new creative outlet or a new direction, then do it. Just do it. That's what I'm thinking here. Now, some people are feeling quite a bit of, you know, releasement. And I'm noticing that. I'm going general with some of the questions I'm seeing because there's so many things for everybody here. But I am seeing that, you know, if you're crying a lot, or if you're feeling emotional, or if you feel like you're just purging, or everything's like, oh my gosh, that is a very healthy response, believe it or not, to releasing a lot of energy. A lot of energy. That's like the floodgates. And it's like, whoa, I'm releasing a lot of energy. So I don't want you to feel like, what's wrong with me? And I'm not seeing that in the question at all. I don't think that. It does do that with great big major changes in life. You will shift like that. I've had that happen to me where it was like 2 months of just, gosh, every little thing. I was just crying all the time. Then I would go through phases where I couldn't. And that's not good either. I would rather be crying. But it's clearing and cleansing a lot, especially if you absorb from outside of yourself. So for those empathics, you know, that happens. We have a lot of empathy for the people that are really having a hard time with what's going on right now. That's really tough. You might not be, and you got to be careful. We all, you know, that feeling like, oh, I'm not having it like that. But then they are. They call that in clinical terms, I think, survivor guilt or something like that. But, you know, you don't want to, that's a lower frequency. You don't want to do that. You don't want to give them that. Guilt's low. And if you feel that, you don't want to be hard on yourself. It's just more of acknowledging, well, okay, I feel that, but I don't want to keep that. That's what I'm saying. This isn't to say, oh, stop feeling this way, like it's going to happen when you snap your fingers. No, I know it's not like that. It's acknowledging it and going, you know, that's not really helping me or them. So I'm going to choose with intention something else. You'd be quite surprised how empowering that can be and how you can find a way to do that. Relationships are going to be challenged, but if they need to fall away, they need to fall away. I'm just going to say that in general. If you are finding that, you know, okay, this is really weird. I'm not used to all this division. There's other ways to love people than to just always be right in their physical presence. And some people, when you come from old school and you feel like, oh, let me just go do and help and all of this, and let me make sure you're okay. Maybe not so much in this. We're learning how to do it from our spirit and our soul and the energy. And it's been taking, if you looked at this from metaphysics and a higher, bigger picture, it's taking the physical out of the equation. And we're practicing how to do that with our energy and our soul. This is an opportunity to connect into that, because that's how you will know what to do moving forward, is to be connected to that. So it won't do any good to stay connected the old way, because we're not going the old way. The old way is going away if it's not already. But that's what I'm saying. You want to do that. Energy is energy. That's how we can send distant energy healing. That's how we can have a thought and send love to someone. You're sending energy. If you're sending, you know, love, like divine love, a high frequency, that lifts, that's higher. It also helps you too. I mean, you can send the other lower stuff too, but I don't recommend it, because what goes around comes around. I wouldn't go there. So there's things like that that you want to do. I mean, it's just, and for some of you, and I've experienced this feeling of exhaustion, pure exhaustion from doing some of the shows. I'm not going to kid you. Not to go, oh, whoa. It just, that's how much energy is going on out there right now. And I realized that, and I go, whoa, you know, I just don't usually, I've been doing the show for 10 years, and all of a sudden, you know, I've had to change. Everybody that is in something like this, where we're trying to help a mass amount of people, you're going to feel that whether you realize you feel it or not. And you may feel like, wow, I just need to, you know, kind of unplug everything and go off the grid, so to speak. Yeah, you will feel that. And it would do you good to do that, just so you can restore and be with your own, process things out, clear it out, then go back in. You may have to change your schedule a little bit. Maybe not push as hard. Maybe not work 8 to 10 hours. Maybe you need to work 4 to 6. Maybe you need to work every other day. Maybe you need to just change it up right now. We're all feeling it in a different way. Absolutely. That is happening a lot. So I wanted everybody to know that this energy is an opportunity. It's a good opportunity. When I've asked the angels about this, Michael, of course, always comes. Michael's so strong. Michael's like the rock, you know, that gives you that strength when you need it. But they're still, to me, recommending clear your energy twice a day just to keep it cleaned out. It's like taking the trash out more often. Just keep it emptied, because there's a lot of energy processing. And if you feel like it's coming off of you very quickly, you don't want to stop that process if you have it pouring off like that. So actually, I like that. I like that a lot, that's clearing and purging. When you're feeling it all around you, and this is the other thing, guys, this is another thing we're going to strengthen and practice in. We're realizing, like, well, I'm good until I'm around other people. Even though we're not really supposed to be that close to people right now, right? Okay, take this opportunity to strengthen and know what's yours. And then when it is around, because energy can go every way. I mean, energy can get, you know, that's not going to keep you separated. That's just the physical. But when you have energy that's coming in that is pulling you down or affecting you, you're not staying strong in your own. That's why you want to work with your third chakra and anchor into that confidence and strength of your empowerment. People that are doing that, like sometimes when we're raising our frequency, we're shining a light brighter. And that's very attractive to people that need something, that feel very depleted. They're looking for something to refuel themselves. And they're not doing it. Most people aren't. Most people are not doing that intentionally. They have no idea that it's draining like that. They don't know because they're just trying to survive themselves. This is where when you're going through spiritual awakening, which if you're not in a spiritual awakening, I'm assuming you probably will be because this energy is like that. But if you had your energy strong and now you're learning to, you have your shield that protects your energy field and you're staying within your energy field and you're not, it's not like you're separating from people. You're just keeping your energy strong no matter what's going on around you. I mean, the whole thing is falling apart around you, so to speak. There's all this chaos. There's all this crazy going on all around you. But when you hold strong, think of it like a, you know, back in the day, you had a fort and you had the protective wall. I mean, whatever it is you do, but I mean, energy fields need that fortification to be strong. And that's why I'm suggesting clear the energy twice a day, because then you can reinforce and strengthen. It's like you're re-strengthening it. You're refueling. Think if you're on a trip in the car, you got to stop and refuel it with gas. It won't make it. You've got to do that right now. There's a lot of energy moving right now, a lot through the entire world, nonstop, adjustments, changes. People are trying to work it out. But you have to hold yours because you can be that light and that beacon, and that shows stability, but at the same time, you don't want it drained out and depleted. So I want everybody to think about, watch out for the guilt energy. Watch that one. It's a tricky one, and it's a very low frequency that can pull you down pretty quick. 5D doesn't do that. Nope. 5D doesn't do fear. 5D doesn't do all that. 5D is very non-dysfunctional, is I guess a way to say it, because we're all going to take responsibility for ourselves, and we're learning how to do that. I mean, look how much you've learned in 2 or 3 weeks already. How many, think about all the stuff you've changed. And I mean, I'm doing it and I'm looking at it and I go, you know, I love to bake organic stuff like whole grain breads and flatbreads. And I do that like as just like therapeutic. Just, I enjoy doing things like that. I had no idea it would actually come in handy to know how to do that right now because, you know, you don't know if you can find a loaf of bread. I can sew. Okay. Digging through the scraps. If I do have to go to the store, I got to make a mask. Let's see what we got in here. Things like that. There's a lot of people out there making massive amounts of them to just share. That's a way you're contributing that makes you feel good and lift. If you have something that you're good at that you want to share, that does help lift your frequency. At the same time, you don't want to deplete yourself and wear yourself out. If you feel the need to do a little bit, like I've been doing a lot with the energy healing, and I've been trying to keep sending that vibration out because it's important right now to help counter some of the other stuff that's out there, because the more of that, the better. But now I also have to pull back and take a break, because you can only have but so much fun before you need to rest, right? I mean, it is like that. And just know that, you know, you don't want it to get to the point where, wow, I really feel like I want to do all these wonderful things for people. Yes, humanitarian is kicking in. That's the number two energy for the whole year. We're working together. We need to cooperate. We're doing that together now by if everybody would just kind of follow along and do what we got to do to get control of this thing. And then say you've got something that you're like, oh, I could do that. I could work this out. Or Well, if I run out of this, I could do that. You're going to get creative. You're going to get creative with recipes. You're going to get creative with everything. You're just going to get creative. You're going to find new ways to do things, and you're going to go, wow, I never thought of that before. That's actually a good idea. You know, stuff like that. That will start to kick in and get that second and third chakra really going. So to wrap this show up and to help you understand, Uranus and Mars, they're coming together to ignite second and third chakras, what I'm calling it. That is creativity and self-confidence in it. The answers are inside. You may not know what that is for tomorrow or the next day. You might go through a process. I'm not sure. You might go through a process of purging old energy. That's good. The more you purge, the less weight you're carrying around. That'll hold you back moving forward. You might be ready to do something. We're going to have a little bit of everybody doing something different, but you've got to put down some of the old stuff you're not letting go of, whatever it is. That's just across the board for all of us. If there's something old or something you've been doing or something you got to let it go because it's just holding you back. It's going to get in the way. That'll drain you quicker than anything. And put your focus on, well, what could I do different? What could I find that would be innovative and, you know, be helpful right now? Things like that. That's going to be where this energy is going to help you tremendously. The body has an innate way of self-healing when you allow it to do what it's got to do, but it's got to have a good environment. In holistic medicine, natural medicine, we look at the immune system being healthy. Well, so does medicine. But also your mindset, your stress levels, you give it the good food, you give it the meditation and the rest, you give it the exercise, and then your body can do whatever it needs to do. Your mind and body and soul are learning how to calibrate to a very new and higher frequency that Earth is already on. That is why you're feeling some of the things you might feel, because it's like, why is this so intense? Because it's coming to the surface to go away and get out of the way so it doesn't hold you back. So I hope that you find that this is inspiring to you and know that you can do this. Michael is a wonderful angel. Archangel Michael, your guardian angel, wonderful angels to help you right now when you feel a little hesitant or not sure or insecure or second guessing and all of that stuff. Michael's wonderful for, hey, you know what? Just slow down, take a deep breath. You got this. Because together, we've got this. Human spirit is powerful. The human spirit is innovative. The human spirit can be fearless, find new pathways. I think in the next decade, we're going to see some incredible new ways of life. And we're going to look back at this time and go, wow, remember when? You remember when we were all freaked out about that? And look at where we are now. That's what we have to look forward to. And by you doing what you can do to be self-sufficient, to stay strong, to stay healthy-minded, to stay upbeat, to let go of what you need to let go of, it might be that you may, and I'm going to be direct, you might need to let go of a relationship that you're struggling with. You might need to let go of that job, like, oh, great, okay. You might need to let go of that idea you had for business because there's a better way. We're all feeling that. I'm feeling that too. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at how I can restructure and do something different that would work better moving forward. It wouldn't do us any good to just stay the way we are if it's not working anymore. That's stagnant energy, and you don't want stagnant energy. Energy's natural way is to move forward. It's natural to move forward, not to be stagnant. It's not natural to move backwards either. It is a constant evolving thing. So remember that. Remember to clear chakras a couple of times a day. And I want everyone to know I'm still sending the healing out every single day. And I want you to do what you can do to keep yourself healthy and balanced. Find something you can do to help somebody and feel better, but also take care of you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.